Welcome back, everybody. It's our 9 o'clock hour. We got a hot seat coming up very shortly. And Al, I booked a guy now. I'm going to be honest with you. We book him now just to find out what's going to happen in the immediate future.
Yeah.
In the history of this show, there's only one man who ever came on and made a prediction like Brandon Lee Gowton did a couple
yes,
of weeks
ago.
Yes,
he did.
Brandon Lee Gowton, ladies and gentlemen, predicted that the Eagles and Bengals would finish in a tie.
Tie game.
And needless to say, he is now here to predict the Giants game a little later in the conversation. From Bleeding Green Nation, the great Brandon Lee Gowton. Hi, Brandon.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
All right, Brandon, I'm going to guess you did predict the two-point loss to the Ravens. Is that correct?
I did predict a loss, I believe, but not 2 points. I did think they would cover, though, so I did have that.
He had that out. Once again, Gowton, right on target. All right, Brandon, let me start with something that you tweeted out because we were all thinking the same thing. Let me start. When they finally decided to use their new weapon, the Eagles launched a great comeback. Here was the defining play in the afternoon of Travis Fulgham on Sunday.
It is fourth and nine. Here goes Wentz. He's being chased again. He is throwing it for the end zone. Caught! Travis Fulgham! Travis Fulgham went up and caught it.
There's that guy again.
There he is.
Brandon, why did they not do that for 27 minutes and 41 seconds, whatever it was? They waited till just before the two-minute warning in the second quarter. What were they doing in the first quarter in 20 minutes? What's going on?
Not being smart. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm sitting there in the press box. I'm like, why hasn't Travis Fulgham gotten the ball? I mean, it's crazy that we've reached this point. But, I mean, he's clearly good, and he's clearly their best offensive weapon. And, yeah, there's no really good explanation for it. I mean, they didn't target him. It's not even like Wentz looked his way, you know, and the pass wasn't complete, whatever. Like, they did not get him a look at the ball.
I think I have an explanation. In fact, I even ran it by Doug yesterday, Brandon. They had decided early in that game, regardless of how open he was, they were going to force the ball into Zach Ertz. They were trying to get back the chemistry that Wentz has had with Ertz in other years. And they did target Ertz a lot early, and it didn't work. I just think they had a bad game plan going in. And then when they got late in the second quarter, by that point, Wentz was getting beaten up, and they went, hey, let's try Fulgham, and it worked. That's my theory. I don't know how you feel about it.
Oh, yeah, the thing with Fulgham, too, is, like, I don't want to hear ever that, like, he's covered. It doesn't really matter that Travis Fulgham is covered. Like, he can go up and win those jump balls. I mean, he almost caught that pass on the Hail Mary.
Yep.
Toward the end of the first half. I mean, this is a go-up-and-get-it guy, and you saw that with the touchdown pass. So yeah, I don't want to hear, like, oh, he's covered, we can't get it to him. Like, it doesn't matter. Get the, like, feed him the ball.
All right, Brandon, I need to talk to you as the leader of Bleeding Green Nation. It's one of my favorite websites. I check it every day. We're getting a poll today that is alarming the hell out of me. We have offered people three options on how they feel about the Eagles winning the NFC East. They either care a lot, a little, or not at all. Not at all is winning. People think this division is so bad, there's no honor in winning it. How do you feel?
Oh, I mean, it's a truly dreadful division. Let's make no mistake. I mean, I think this thing could be won. I think the Eagles will win it, really. If I'm making another prediction, you can mark this down and play this back at the end of the year. I think they're going to win this thing at like 6-9-1.
Wow.
Six wins to win a division.
Wow. All right, so if they win the next three, which is Giants, Cowboys, Giants, that's four wins. You're saying mm-hmm. the magic number at that point is two?
It could be. I mean, you look at the – I was just going through for Bleeding Green Nation, looking at the schedules for the Cowboys. I mean, how many more games do the Cowboys really win? I mean, they look terrible. Their defense is horrendous. Andy Dalton is nowhere near, you know, giving them what Dak Prescott can give them. And even if he was, the offensive line is terrible. Washington stinks. They just lost to the Giants. They're not going anywhere with Kyle Allen. And the Giants, you know, if Washington makes that two-point conversion at the end of the game on Sunday, they're 0-6. Daniel Jones – has thrown twice as many interceptions as touchdowns. He threw a touchdown this week. He hadn't thrown one since week one. This division is terrible.
All right, the fact of the matter is, my son's a Giants fan. And he grew up in New England. What could I do? Brandon, I told him that the Giants and the Redskins should be playing for one thing right now, Trevor Lawrence, who looks like he's going to be phenomenal in the NFL starting right away. He's better than Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow looked really good against the Eagles. They shouldn't even really be playing to try to win anything, should they?
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, what are you? I mean, first of all, with Kyle Allen, I mean, like, what are you even? Where are you really going to go with that? At least, Daniel Jones, he's really bad. You can at least be like, okay, you know, he was a high draft pick. Maybe he'll figure it out. I don't think he will, but you can kind of lie to yourselves and talk yourselves into that. But yeah, I mean, both of those teams need quarterbacks. And at this point, I mean, what does winning an NFC East do for them?
All right, Brandon, let's get to the problems the Eagles are facing right now. Let's start with Carson Wentz. He is basically two different players right now. When he's not in a groove, he's awful. Three and out, three and out, three and out, and then he'll mix in an occasional turnover. Then he'll find a rhythm, normally later in the game, and then be the Carson Wentz we thought he was. Give me your assessment of what's going on with this split personality.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been even. It's been very uneven. I think, you know, the turnovers are what's killer. Obviously, he's like leading the NFL in those, and that's just killing the offense, and also just, you know, making life even tougher on the defense. I mean, with the way that Carson has struggled, the Eagles' defense is facing the third worst starting field position in the league.
That's amazing.
They're not playing complimentary football. I think it kind of comes down to Carson. It does come into that settling in thing. I think sometimes he gets like so amped up, he doesn't always look composed out there. And until he does, he starts to get into rhythm, like we saw in this Ravens game. But you need to see that from the jump. I mean, really, it's a whole issue with this team. Not only in terms of like each season where they start in a hole and then find a way to climb out of it. It's the same thing like on a game to game basis. Like they dig themselves this hole, except for like week one, and then they can't climb out of it.
Brandon, Jalen Hurts had 7 snaps and had a couple of good plays. You see him getting more work?
I mean, they have to at this point. What are the options? I mean, you're going to be missing Miles Sanders probably in this Giants game and maybe longer. Zach Ertz is out multiple weeks. Everyone else is pretty much hurt. So, I mean, they have to. He's one of the few offensive weapons they have left at this point. And really, I mean, if the offense is going to look as stagnant as it did early in the game on Sunday, and, you know, we talked about how long it took him to get the ball to Travis Fulgham, well, it also shouldn't take as long next time to get Jalen Hurts involved. I mean, he had that 20-yard run, and they go on their first down of the game on that play, and they go on what should have been a scoring drive if Miles Sanders doesn't drop the touchdown there. Hurts needs to be involved in this offense for sure.
All right. One of the reports I'm seeing on Bleeding Green Nation that's interesting to me, indications are Howie Roseman plans to be a buyer at the trade deadline because he knows he can win the division. By that little noise I just heard, you are not in favor of that, right, Brandon?
I'm not in favor of that. I think it's crazy. What is the – you know, it's one thing if they're getting some kind of young player maybe – who could be here for longer this year. I mean, then we can kind of talk if it's a long-term piece. But if they're making some kind of short-term move to only be better for this year so they can win a terrible division, which they probably don't even need more help to win at this point, given how bad everyone else is looking. I mean, what are they doing at that point?
All right, Brandon. You know we've hit the moment of truth. Nobody has made a greater prediction in 31 years than Brandon Lee Gowton when he predicted the tie. Giants at Eagles Thursday night, Lincoln Financial Field. Brandon, what do we got?
It's a lock win for the Eagles. They're going to win 21-17.
Ooh, a lock.
It's not really a lock.
Yeah, that's a close lock. Right, Brandon? 21-17. Wow. Plan accordingly. Thank you, Blair. Always a pleasure. You got a great website, Bleeding Green Nation. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Al, what's the line? I got to figure
it
out.
It's 6. It was 6.
So hold on. So you're telling me I got to bet on the Giants. Because Brandon, you don't understand. Brandon doesn't just get right who the winner is. He gets you right there, the point disparity. He's brilliant at it. All right, I'll check on that.
I'm looking. It was 6
this
morning.
All right, Billy, something came up here.
It's down.
It's down to 4?
Wow.
That's the number he just gave it.
How about 43.5 over under?
That seems low.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, I got to ask you one thing.
Yes.
Because what came up there was buyer versus seller. All right? You were a GM. You're getting near the deadline. Do you want to get rid of a player and worry about the future, or do you want to acquire a player and try to win now? What would you do if you were the GM of the Eagles with this team in this situation?
I would not want to give up picks because I think they need some more youth on the team. But if you can maybe try to add maybe to the defense.
You're buying.
Yeah. If you can get a lineman, maybe offensive lineman. But I think people know what you need out there, so it's going
to
be tough.
But you are more inclined to buy than sell because you can win the division.
Yeah, and if especially if you know you're going to get other guys back, some of your skill positions. If you can get – they need help on the line bad because what you don't want is your quarterback, your franchise getting hurt.
Yeah. And I always believe I want to buy because I want to win now. I want to win now.
What do you want to win?
I want to win something. I don't know what I want to win. I want something.
You're going to win the division?
I wait 6 months for these games.
I know.
But you know what I'm saying? Now I got a chance to win something. Well,
look at it this way. You don't even know when the Sixers or Flyers are going to start.
You're right. So that's it, too. I got to have something.
I'll tell you something else.
Yeah. There's a shame factor. I would not want to not win in this division this year. That's shameful. They're all terrible. Did you watch the Cowboys last night? They're horrible.
The Cowboys are the best story in the NFL right now
because
that owner is so embarrassed. It's one thing to not be good.
Yep.
It's another thing to have gone out, fired your coach, got a worse coach, and not be particular. They're not depicted as a bad team. They are now depicted as a clown show.
Yes.
And for that owner, that's the – it is.
How can you lose to a clown show?
And they're going to be aggressive.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, Al's right.
It's awesome.
What's under a clown show? A puppet show? What is below a clown show? Oh, we lost
this
that
show?
Year. No, you know what it is, Ray? I just found out what's below a clown show.
Conklin show?
Jeffrey Toobin on Zoom.
There we go. Ooh, really? There you go.
That's below it. That's under it.
And he's back.
Jim is here from Clementon. Anytime I want to lose Rhea, all I have to say is Jeffrey Toobin. She's out. Else she doesn't participate.
No kidding.
Right? And you know what? If she ran that Zoom call, that would have been interesting. Let's go to Jim in Clementon. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Angelo. How's it going?
It's going fine, Jim. But you know what? I can't get over that our fans don't even care whether we win the division because it's so bad. I care, Jim. I care.
I care, too. I want them to win.
I'm alive. As long as I'm alive, I want my team.
That's right. If they win it with 5 wins, I'm happy.
Wow. All right. You know, now, Jim, we're down to 5 wins.
Wow, it's getting lower and lower.
Right, that's 5, 10, and 1.
Sounds good.
Jim, when we clinch at 5, 10, and 1, do we celebrate in the locker room? Do we get some champagne out?
Maybe not.
All right. There's a pandemic. You don't want to take a risk. Right.
I posed a question to the great Joe Wechter.
Yeah.
He actually came up with the right answer.
Ooh.
Here it is. When was the last time our defense helped us win a game? Think about it.
Wow. Now I feel bad because our producer's smarter than us. Why isn't he on the air?
Bill's
Why am I not
year?
Taking the calls? I should be taking the calls and he should be here.
I'm trying to think of it.
And he's not...
The 49ers game with 3 turnovers.
The 49ers game with 3 turnovers.
Not really.
Well, it's 3 turnovers. That's the only game they've
won. Now I'm going back to last season.
You have to go back further.
In the Super Bowl.
Further than last season?
The Super Bowl year.
The Super Bowl year. All right, 38-7, the game before the Super Bowl.
That's right, Minnesota.
All right, but see, I needed help. Joe didn't even need help, Jim. He's smarter than me. Well, next segment, he's coming in here, and I'm going to take the call.
That'll be nobody on the air.
Jim, give me a product that's bad but still out there. Come on, people. This is so easy.
Well, I'll tell you, Angel, I can't believe this. When I was a little kid, I used to watch a show called Captain Midnight. He was a space ranger on a Saturday afternoon. And at the end, he would try to sell you this secret decoder badge. But in order to get it, you had to mail in a label from the worst drink ever invented. It's been around for 110 years. and it tastes terrible. Ovaltine.
Ovaltine. You put it in the milk, Al, and it makes it chocolatey. Yeah. But
awful.
Then it clumps up, and then you drink it, and a clump of chocolate yeah. sticks in your throat.
It never looked
no,
quite appetizing.
Good.
I remember
good.
Having it for, like, heating it
right.
up in the winter. It was good.
People,
you like those?
Can we stop with the drinks? People, go up and down the aisle. Oh, yeah. There's the cans. Oh, my God, that's gross. I'm going to put that in a sandwich. That's nasty. All right, now I'm going down the candy aisle. Oh, my God, what if I gave that to a kid? That's horrendous. Now I'm going down, Al. I'm going down the meat aisle. All
yeah.
right.
Well,
there's some
there.
Nasty meats.
Yeah.
No, there's some awful meats.
Really?
You're at the deli, right? What is like, think of what the grossest thing you could order at the deli. Yeah. Joe got it in a second.
Oh.
It's a part of your body right now, Al.
Gabagool?
No, gabagool is not that horrible. There's something worse. It's a part of your body. In fact, you were using it just a second ago.
Now
you're using it again right now. That's another part of
it. I was in Yugoslavia, and that, they had that.
That's
they
awful.
Had that.
Yeah. He knows. I'm giving you clues. I can do this. I'm not the judge. There are a lot of horrible products that are not drinks. They heard Tab is discontinued. They did all the drinks. You don't have to do a drink. Any product you can purchase, which is not great. Ugh. You go, 215. Honestly, in other parts of the country, when they see what we have as a breakfast item, they gag.
Oh, God.
They gag. Now, I'm not saying that we gag,
but
you look at that item, Al.
I love it.
It's pretty horrendous.
Jeez.
When you consider what's in that breakfast item. Rhea enjoys it, that's because she grew up with it.
Oh, that's
there's
good
some
stuff.
There's some regional things that
there's
are
some
just,
horrible
oh,
items.
Lord.
215.
592-9494.
Jump on board. We come back. Somebody's on the hot seat. And when you hear our line of the day, you will laugh again because it put Ava Graham in a terrible position. WIP Sports Time 917.